Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. This is Catherine Trotter with Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am your host. Grateful for everyone that is joining us this morning. We have a full lineup this morning, and I'm just so flat out excited with the leaders that are on the call from around this nation, and we're going to introduce them in just a moment. For those that are coming for the first time to Good Morning to the Leader in You, we have a phenomenal topic today, a leader's vision. Breaking Barriers 2016. Well, you know, for those that listen to my show, you know I love to start off with a quote, and I found several for this morning. One says, "Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others," and that's by Mr. Swift. Another quote that I saw, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." And many of you may have heard of that quote by Ms. Helen Keller, and some of you may know her background in terms of her not being able to physically see, and I think that quote is so profound, I'm going to read it again. "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." And there was another quote that I read, and I'm going to save some for later on in the show, but I'm going to read one more before I make the introduction. It says, "Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality," and that's by Mr. Bennis. And that says again, leadership is a capacity to translate vision into reality. Well, we know today's topic is a leader's vision, breaking barriers 2016. And when I thought about that, you know, I like to dissect words, I like to break it apart. And so I was looking up the term vision, the word vision, and it said it is a state of being able to see, an experience in which a person, thing, or an event appears vividly to the mind, although not actually present. And then when I broke down the word breaking, it said to separate or to cause to separate into pieces as a result of a blow, a shock, or a strain, the act of changing the unity or wholeness of something. And I'm telling you, get ready for those that's listening to this show, because we have our leaders that's going to come on board and it's going to really share some golden nuggets with all of us today. And then when I looked at the word barriers, it came up saying a fence or other obstacle that prevents movement or access, a natural formation or structure that prevents or hinders movement or action. It also goes on to say something material that blocks or is intended to block passage. Now, we know today we have many leaders on the call that's listening in, that's a part of the show. You might be listening online. You may have been calling in. We welcome you to the show. We welcome you to the conversation. Good morning to the leader in you. What I want to do right now is introduce each of our guest speakers. I see you. Thank you so much for taking out the time this morning to be a part of this show. And then we're going to just dive right in. Miss Blakely from the Michigan area. Teresa Blakely, known to the world as Coach TMB, founder and successful CEO of In Life Now Enterprises, a personal development and coaching media company, author of two books, not one, but two books, Return from the Brink of Disaster and Prepping Toward the Mark, It's Now What You Think. Ms. Blakely, life and business motto is live your best life in life now. Now we also have Mr. Wesley Dyson from the Louisiana area. Mr. Dyson is a motivational speaker and inspiring author as well. He is a husband and a father. His mission for his life is to advocate in the fight of bringing awareness of the harsh realities of domestic violence, because his mother was murdered by his father as a result of domestic violence. He wants to honor his mother's legacy by helping others that are suffering from this, maybe men, women, or children. Mr. Gerard Brown, out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. Mr. Brown is from Stone Mountain, Georgia, by way of New York City. He's the president and founder of G. Brown, Inc., a business consulting firm, as well as the president and CFO of Keep Pushing Clothing. He's also the founder of New Kings, a mentor program for young men in the Atlanta area. His main goal in life is to inspire, motivate people to chase their dreams, to teach and educate others, to turn their visions and ideas into revenue-generating businesses. And then we have one more guest speaker, Mr. C.J. Gross, out of the Maryland area. Mr. Gross is the relationship engineer. CJ is a published author, certified social and emotional intelligence coach. CJ is called a relationship engineer because of his unique ability to uncover and resolve social issues that hinder employee performance and efficiency. Through keynote speeches, workshops, staff retreats, and corporate coaching, CJ improves organizational effectiveness and performance. Well, ladies and gentlemen that's listening on the call today, after I've had an opportunity to read each bio, I am sure you would agree with me that we have a powerful lineup this morning. And again, you can see why I'm excited. We're actually going to kick off this morning's show with Mr. Gross out of the Maryland area, and then we're going to have opportunity for each speaker to share about more who they are in terms of their professional background. And then we're going to dive into some questions and some topics that we're going to get everyone's juices flowing this morning. Well, good morning, Mr. Gross. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning, Catherine. Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Awesome. And, you know, if you could share with everyone, I always want to make sure everyone is able to connect with each leader on the show. If you could share with everyone your social media links, how could they contact you? Is there a website? Any information that you can share before we dive into the topic?
Sure. The best way to contact me is via my website. It's therelationshipengineer.com. Therelationshipengineer.com. That's the best way to contact me.
Okay, awesome. Now, share with everyone that's listening to the show this morning, what prompted you to start your business? I mean, what is your passion? Why are you passionate about what you do? Before we kind of get into the topic of what is vision, what drives you to do what you do?
Well, Catherine, what drives me to do what I do is two things. One, I used to work in the engineering field. I was working with General Electric, and I saw the disconnect between engineers, young engineers, and sales reps. And I have an innate talent, so that was the other part, the innate talent to connect people, to understand how people operate, to understand, their sense of desire to be successful in their current job. And I just kept seeing these roadblocks with companies, and my innate talent just really motivated me to start first just creating opportunities in my current field, and then starting a business. And then as I started to develop my business, I saw that it wasn't just in the workplace. It was with parents. It was in the community. It was in churches. So, you know, I use that skill, and I call it a gift to, you know, help other people, other business leaders, business owners, managers, and individuals and companies.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you know, thinking about our topic for today, when you think of the word vision, what comes to your mind? What is vision?
So for me, vision is the ability to see beyond the current situation or circumstance. So they say some people say this, seeing is believing, and they act on what they see. So I know that everyone has a different vision. And the ability to act on that vision is first the ability to see it, to see what the mind, what the eye can't see, what the physical eye can't see, but what the mind's eye can see. And usually it comes from, just seeing something that's out of whack, something that you think would be better. You know, Steve Jobs, he had a vision. He saw great things, but he saw the ability to put those great things together and create one great thing. And he changed the world by doing it. So to me, the ability to have vision is the ability to be able to see how you can change something.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we think about a leader's vision, Breaking Barriers 2016, what are some mind barriers that, you know, we as leaders sometimes go through and maybe you've experienced over the years, maybe in the early stage of your life as you were developing your business and growing in your leadership ability? Because those that are listening, call the purpose of the call, this show, is to help those that are growing in their leadership role that are facilitating, whether it be a for-profit business, nonprofit, or maybe ministry or what have you, some mindset barriers that you had to overcome or something that you see often with among leaders.
So that's a great question, Catherine. The number one barrier is fear, false evidence appearing real. We've all heard that before. And we've written it. We've seen it on the Internet and posted it on Facebook. But the reality is that fear stops so many people from starting their business, from moving forward in their company, from, you know, being the leaders that they were born to be. And with that, there's a cousin to fear. It's called the scarcity mindset, so the lack of. So if you want to start a business, you know, if you want to go to your job and, you know, you want to shoot for a new job, a new position, or whatever it is that you want, usually it's fear that's stopping you, and it's scarcity. So my company won't pay me to do it. You know, there's no jobs out there. There's not enough money to start a business, or whatever that thought is running in your mind is really just fear. And the fear is really just coming from the ability to, you know, again, see beyond, you know, your current situation or a company's current situation or your financial situation into what's possible for you. And I realize that once you start walking and taking action, that the fear will simmer down. And Deepak Chopra said that there's only 10% of what we fear is actually reality, and that's the learning opportunity. So for me, the biggest hurdle and barrier is fear.
Absolutely. I've heard many, and I've been there myself, you know, in early stages of growing the business. I was 22 when I started out to start my nonprofit organization, and, you know, it's always the fear of the unknown. Really, it's the unknown, not knowing uncharted territory, which is where you're about to step into. So it's like, you know, should I do this? Should I do that? Is it a safety barrier? How much risk am I going to step into if I step out of my comfort zone? You know, and comfort zone is a mindset barrier as well, you know, being comfortable and not wanting to step out. How can leaders, you know, break through barriers preventing them from moving forward? Since we're talking about, we just talked about fear, how can they break through from that?
Well, you know, the best antidote for fear is action, taking action. To be a leader, you have to take risks, okay? Mm-hmm. I was listening to an audio program the other day, and I think it was Jim Rohn. He said, listen, you know, life is dangerous. You're not going to get out alive. And that's true. Mm-hmm. So we really have to look and take, you know, definitely calculate the risk, but we have to take risks. We have to take action and move forward. The second thing is conditioning our mind, because a lot of times the media and your friends and family and coworkers and other, you know, even consultants if you're in business for yourself, sometimes that negativity will seep into your mindset. So you have to constantly condition yourself, condition your mind, listen to audio programs, listen to programs like this that you have, you know, and surround yourself with people that are like-minded and that want to go somewhere in their business and in life as well. And the last thing I would say is, you know, hire a coach, hire a mentor, find someone that is going where you want to go, has been there before, has gone through the roadblocks that you're trying to go through. And, you know, definitely hire a coach for specific areas, like if you need help in the area of media or if you need help in the area of finances, whatever it is you need, you know, hire a coach. I always tell business owners, do not be cheap, because it will get you in the end.
Absolutely. I have one more question before I move on and bring another leader on. I'm going to call on Mr. Dyson next and then Ms. Blakely. But one more question, and it says, how can leaders use this last quarter of 2015 to prepare for 2016? What are some things we can be doing?
Well, I think every leader should definitely be looking at what you were able to accomplish in 2015. You know, it's the last quarter, but you really want to look at what you were able to accomplish, how well you did, and the areas of development. What can you do better for 2016? One of the things I like to do is develop a mastermind group. And that was in the book, which some people, a lot of people read it. And really that's just, you know, colleagues or people that are in your industry, and really just looking at how can I take this business, this company, this product, myself to the next level, and really just focusing on that and focusing on innovation, you know. And I think innovation is the new business currency. That is how value will be traded when it's being traded now, because if you can't innovate, look, really you're not creating anything new. No one's creating anything new. They're actually taking old ideas and making them to something that's innovative. So in order to really take your company and yourself to the next level, you have to look at how you can innovate, not be better, but be different than the competition, not be better than yourself, but different. And I think that's the way you're going to be successful in time.
Absolutely. You know, I appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to have a segment where all the leaders were able to chat and chime in on this topic. For those of you that are joining us, I see you. Thank you so much by way of online or by way of phone. Welcome, welcome this morning to the Morning to the Leader in You. For those that are just joining us, our topic of the day is A Leader's Vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. And, yes, I have another quote that I would like to interject before we have Mr. Dyson jump in. And it says, good business leaders create a vision, articulate the vision, passionately own the vision, and relentlessly drive it to completion. And that's by Mr. Welch. And yes, I do have a quote by John T. Maxwell. Those of you that have been following the show know that I love his books and his quotes. And this next one says, good leaders must communicate vision clearly, creatively, and continually. However, the vision doesn't come alive until the leader models it. And again, today's topic, a leader's vision, breaking barriers. So a part of that, if we sometimes don't see our organization, business, or what have you moving the way we want it to move, we have to look at ourselves and say, are we, as a leader, modeling that we want to see in our organization? Well, Mr. Dyson, we're going to come over and jump to you. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for being on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you? And thank you for having me this morning.
Awesome. I am doing well. So tell us a little bit about, first, how can we get in contact with you for those that are listening to the show? Because that's a part of it. We want to make sure everyone is able to network afterwards. What's the best way to contact you?
You can contact me on my Facebook page. It's Wesley Dyson Motivational and Public Speaking. And I also have a short video on what I'm trying to accomplish as far as opening up a nonprofit organization of my own. You can also contact me by email, which is wesleydyson71.wd@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Those are two ways
Thank you so much.
To contact me. You're welcome.
Okay, great. Right now, you're in the Louisiana area. You shared with me a little bit about yourself via your bio. Talk about your passion, which you kind of already alluded to in your bio in terms of what happened with your mom. And so tell us about your journey. Tell us about, you know, your vision, because you have a vision to, you know, focus on the domestic violence piece because of what happened to your mom, and that's going to open up and thrust your organization in the Louisiana area. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, how I came about with domestic violence is seeing how it destroys families, being that it destroyed mostly my mom and my dad's side of the family. I came about it also with, I have a good relationship with my father now. So how I came about with coming up with the nonprofit organization of domestic violence is I work with a group called Expose Now, which is a nonprofit organization. It hasn't been open for long, but it's also growing. But I see that I could start my own nonprofit just by looking at how the leaders of my nonprofit group conduct themselves, by going out in communities and basically trying to get through not to just women but mostly to the men, because the men are the most dominant factors in the domestic violence issues. They're the ones that commit the crimes the most. So I want to go to different prisons, different schools, and try to touch young men to show them how domestic violence destroys not only families but, you know, the mothers of the children and themselves as well.
Now, let me ask you something, and that's awesome that you're doing that. You're taking a situation that happened in your real life. You know, it's not just a story that you've heard about, something that happened to you personally, your mom. But describe that, though. I mean, did you just wake up one day and say, I'm just going to start this? What process did you have to go through internally as a leader to even get to the point where you're ready to even start an organization? Because that's a mental process And even with some of the topics and questions that we had for today, mindset barriers, were there any mindset barriers that you had to go through? If so, how did you tackle that?
My mindset barrier was being consistent with what I'm trying to do and have a plan. I find that some of the barriers that most leaders have today is not taking a look at your staff mostly. And I look at my everyday life in the job that I'm currently in, and I look at the staff, and the staff is unhappy. Well, it starts with having a happy staff, because if you have a happy staff, you have a productive company. So, therefore, that was one mindset barrier I had, you know, just dealing with life. Having a happy set of boys in my household is a more productive set of boys. Another mindset barrier that most leaders actually come across is comparing themselves to others. When you, I find that when you first start out a business, you can't compare yourself to others. You have to have your own vision, and then you have to go through the progress of focusing on yourself. What you have to do to make sure that you have a plan and make sure that you stay focused on your plan, and your results will come in the end. You have to have a strong, you have to have a strong supporting cast. It also goes back to what I mean by having a strong supporting cast is having a good cast that has the same mindset as you do. Because without a cast that has the same mindset as you do, your business will crumble.
Absolutely. And you know, you touched on so many things. I want you to share with the listening audience, how can we use this last quarter to propel us into 2016? What are some things we should be doing?
First, you have to see how you how your business has progressed, both financially and improve on that. Also, you have to look at the employees that you see in your organization. Have you have they kept their qualifications as though when they first were hired by you? And also, the lastly, you take a long look at yourself and see if you have accomplished more than you set out to of doing in the past 2015 and just grow on that. And what I mean by that is there's two things that you need to look at. Is that your finances, have you accomplished anything financially? And have you accomplished anything by making sure that your employees have got all the know-how and the learning that you need to teach them from 2015 going into 2016?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that. Don't go anywhere. We have two more speakers we're going to bring on, Ms. Blakely out of the Michigan area and Mr. Brown out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. And we are just rolling this morning. For those of you that are just joining us, good morning to the Leader in You. Today's topic is A Leader's Vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. John C. Maxwell has another quote that says, failed plans, and I think this kind of really piggybacks on what you just said, Mr. Dyson. It says, failed plans should not be interpreted as a failed vision. Visions don't change. They are only refined. Plans rarely stay the same and are scrapped or adjusted as needed. Be stubborn about the vision, but flexible about your plan. And, again, that quote is from John C. Maxwell. And with that said, we are going to bring on Ms. Blakely. Good morning to the show.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited.
I am well. I'm just flat out excited, loving your energy. Welcome to the show this morning. Well, if you could please share with people, how can they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
Okay. You know I'm on social media all the time, so they can hit me up on Twitter at CoachTMB or Instagram at CoachTMB. Or you can visit me online at In Life Now Enterprises. That's I-N Life, L-I-F-E, Enterprises.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we just want to jump right in. When you think of vision, what is vision to you?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked me that question, and that's what this show is about all about today. I do a workshop entitled Access Vision Granted, but in preparing for your show this morning, I went to the dictionary again because I'm a word person. But in the dictionary, it says vision is the faculty or state of being able to see. Now, I'm on coming from a personal development perspective, but vision for me, Catherine, personally and in business, it's a matter of where you see yourself as an individual, and then where do you see your business? Where do you see yourself going with it? What is it that you see your business doing, and how is it affecting the people that are receiving, you know, your services or products or whatever it is that you're providing?
Wow, and that's powerful. And when you developed your company, you had to have a vision in the beginning. So what made you start your company? What is your passion? What is the driving force behind your passion?
Well, the driving force behind me is, first of all, you know I'm a professional life coach, so I'm doing all of this, these things that you see me doing today, but I had no idea that all of this was in me. What's driving me most of all is I'm a huge, huge advocate of people understanding that their life has purpose, that they're not just here just to be here or punch in, you know, the 9 to 5 or, you know, first, second, third shift, whatever it is that they're working. There is something specifically that each person in this earth was created to do. And so I want to do my part, whatever that looks like, to help people see that there's more to their life than what they have limited themselves in, you know, viewing themselves as.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, today's discussion, we've been dialoguing with the other leaders on the line about mindset barriers. What are some barriers maybe that you may have had to go through, or through your coaching, you had to coach people through?
One of, you know what, that's a loaded question, Catherine.
Yes.
But, and I'm sure my guests can say the same thing. But one of the things that I just kind of wanted to highlight was procrastination, because and I've been guilty of this, and maybe some of my gentlemen have experienced this as well. But procrastination can be a huge barrier. We can think too much instead of implementing some action. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And sometimes we can spend too much time on how. You know, yes, it's important that we do research and we get the plan together and we develop it and things of that nature. But we don't want to spend too much time, because then what tends to happen is we wind up not doing anything that we've been planning for. And I've seen a lot of that.
Wow, so we become paralyzed.
Yes, yes. And then we wonder why our business isn't progressing, or even more so, why we aren't progressing, you know, personally. Because we're spending too much time thinking. How many times have we had conversations with our clients or folks that we're working on about something that they want to do, and then we come back, you know, a month later or 90 days later, and they still haven't done a thing? That's, like, frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So we become paralyzed to the point where we do nothing. And that really kind of answers one of the questions: how can leaders break through barriers preventing them to move forward? It's simple. It's one simple word. And you said, and along with the other leaders, is to take action. Now is the time. We know we're going into the fourth quarter. We're already in the fourth quarter because October 1st kicked off the fourth quarter. To thrust into 2016, we can't wait until January. You know, for those
That's
that are
right.
joining us, those that are listening, you know, this is the time. And so with that said, how can someone prepare in this quarter, in your perspective, for next year?
The first thing that I want to say, and I really want to put emphasis on this, is, first of all, you have to figure out what is it that you want to do, or what is it that you want to see happen in these next 90 days. And then depending on however you answer that question, this is where my emphasis is you must be intentional about seeing that thing through, whatever it is. You must be intentional, and then you have to be strategic, okay? That is going to be key to whatever your success is going to look like. And then I also want to say this. I feel led to say this, Catherine, if I can have a few moments. Success is not always the money. That's important. Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to make money. We need to make money, yes. But success is not always the money. The success is also how is what you're doing impacting people's lives? How are you seeing people change for the better because of what you're bringing to the world? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because the results will follow from you taking action, you stepping out there, you running with the passion, and you take action. It absolutely makes sense because it'll all come full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to be quiet because this is your show.
No, well, I don't go anywhere because we have one more speaker we want to bring on. Then we're going to open it up, and I'm just glad I'm excited what's going to happen when all the speakers are chiming in and we're doing that cross conversation. Who knows what's going to happen? But we have one more speaker.
Oh, my God.
We want to introduce.
On fire.
Oh, yes, 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 we are. And I want to read a quote before I have Mr. Brown share. A dream is your creative vision for your life in the future. You must break out of your current comfort zone and become comfortable with the unfamiliar and the unknown. And that's by Mr. Dennis Waitley. And with that said, Mr. Brown, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Catherine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much. Well, just like everyone else, please share, how can one get in contact with you? And you're out of the Georgia area, so we definitely want to stay connected. How can someone reach you?
You can find me on Instagram at G Brown Incorporated, G Brown INC. That's GBROWNINC. My website is gbrowninc.com. That's GBROWNINC.com.
Awesome, awesome. For those that are just joining us this morning, good morning. We see you. We thank you for joining us online or via telephone. We now have Mr. Brown, a phenomenal leader out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, and we just want to jump right into this conversation with you in terms of you have your own business, as we read earlier via your bio. What
yes,
do you think of vision? What is vision? And when you started your company, did you have any mindset barriers? And if so, how did you break through that?
Well, Catherine, to me, vision is one of those things where it's only meant for you, you know, especially initially, something that you feel, mm-hmm. you know, it's a passion inside of you that you can't sleep at night and until that vision comes to life. And a vision is something that maybe only you can see, and it's okay that
mm-hmm.
only you see
mm-hmm.
it. And you put in that work every day to make sure you are putting that vision in motion and mm-hmm. until it comes to life. And a vision is not, you know, a lot of us get caught up in the fact that many people don't believe in your vision or don't see your vision, but that's okay. That shouldn't deter you away from, you know, continuing to build and work on that vision as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel you on that. And sometimes that can become a mindset barrier when we're trying to get people to see it, but they're not seeing it. We see it,
right.
But others are not seeing it. And so, well, if they're
exactly.
not seeing it, maybe it's not worth to do it at all. You know, so talk a little bit about that, about mindset barriers.
Well, where I'm from and where I live, you know, it's a lot of complacency. And it's we live in a world society where there's only a small percentage of people who are kind of stepping outside the box and taking risks and chasing dreams. But most mm-hmm. people, their everyday life is just a consistent 9-to-5, a consistent 2-week paycheck, and they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they have a passion inside of them and even when there's something else that's burning inside of them that they want to do, they get complacent
mm-hmm.
and they get comfortable. With me,
absolutely.
You know, it's easy for me to look around and see my peers and, you know, people I grew up with or people in my neighborhood who are just content and complacent.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something burning deep inside of me, and I think it's a gift. It's a unique gift that I have to take that passion inside of me and make it something great. And not only
mm-hmm.
that, to help inspire others to also grab onto that passion, grab onto those ideas and that energy, and also take that and make it something great as well. So the mindset barriers, it's easy to get caught up in and get comfortable and get relaxed, but you have to decide what type of life do you want for yourself and what do you want your legacy to be. You know, I'm not sure if you've seen my Facebook post, but today's my son's he's 3 years old today. Today's his birthday.
Yes, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that in itself is enough to get me out of bed in the morning and get me going every single day. And with that, you had, what is your why? What are you working for? What do you want your legacy to be? And I know what I want my legacy to be for him. And my goal, not only just for me, is to inspire others to also grab onto their why and get them to just work a little bit harder.
Wow. You mentioned a word, legacy, and let's just ride that. When we think about this last quarter of this year, and you talked about legacy, and you talked about your why, your son. Today he turns 3. You know, you see him, you have great love for him. It pushes you out, it gets you up in the morning. So when we talk about legacy, what does that mean to you, and how can we build those that are listening in? What is something that you could share with them in terms of how they should be preparing themselves in this last quarter?
Well, I played sports all my life. Since I was 5 years old, I played all the way through college, and I played college football. I graduated college and won a championship in college as well. So I'm very familiar with the fourth quarter and what the fourth quarter means. The fourth quarter is the time where you there's something inside of you that it wasn't there before. Everybody's tired. We're all tired. We're all exhausted. It's the end of the year. Holidays coming up. It's easy to just ride the wave, and Thanksgiving is coming and Christmas is coming. Well, I'll do it in January. In the beginning of the year, I'm going to start doing this. No, this is crunch time. This is the time where you get up a little earlier, stay up a little bit later. This is the time where you tie those loose ends. And what I've learned also is find 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 like-minded individuals who are kind of on the same path as you are, and you all get together. I'm big on collaboration. I'm big on networking. I'm big on coming together. And there's strength in numbers. So with the 3 or 4 of you, you come together and say, hey, this fourth quarter, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come together. We're going to collaborate. And we're going to finish strong. And as far as legacy, is it just breaking those generational curses, you know, within, I know definitely within my family and within our community as a whole, is I have to – my dad left a legacy for me. My dad, he was the first person to go to college and get a degree in his family. So his what he wanted to leave behind for me is, hey, get an education at the bare minimum. So that's what he left behind for me. And I had to take that legacy a step further, not only for my son to get an education, but to start his own business, to follow his dream, to live his passion, even if it's not being an entrepreneur, if it's being a doctor, being a lawyer, whatever you believe in is truly sticking to that and following your dreams and not letting anybody deter you from that. So that's a legacy that I had to leave behind for him is take it a step farther than I did. It's important. It's important to instill in him to be great. And that's the legacy that I want to leave behind for my son.
Wow, that is absolutely powerful. We've come to the part of today's talk. We're about to unleash all 4 guest speakers at the same time where we're going to do cross conversation, and I'm just flat out excited. We have 10 minutes for this combustion of energy to let loose and us talk about today's topic, a leader's vision, breaking through the barriers. Now, we know we have many individuals represented throughout this call. We have Ms. Blakely from Michigan. We have Mr. Dyson from Louisiana. We have Mr. Brown from Atlanta. And we have Mr. Gross from the Maryland area. And I myself, I'm in the Maryland area as well. So for those that have just joined us, I mean, just hold on. Just hold on to your seat because we're about to ramp this call up even higher. So we want to come back to Mr. Gross, who kicked off the call today, and then those leaders that are on the line, feel free to chime in and piggyback where you see fit, where it may be something that you've done in your professional experience that you can connect to. So we're opening it up. We're going to kick it off with Mr. Gross, and we're just going to keep the energy moving. Mr. Gross, what would you like to add to the conversation?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, great. So I just want to thank all of the other guest panelists for their comments. It was great information. I was taking notes. One of the things that I got from a couple of speakers that, you know, one of the things that everyone on the call should really be focusing on is making sure that their vision doesn't die. And I think, you know, several callers, quotes. And you know how it goes is if you have a vision, you may be young, you come out of college or you're in high school, whatever it is, you want to do something. The last caller said, whatever it is you want to do, doctor, lawyer, whatever it is. And so many of us, whether we're business owners or work for someone or kids in the school, we allow our vision to die. We allow our vision to simmer.
That's true.
We have to turn up the heat. We have to turn up the heat and allow it to boil, allow it to overflow because one of the things I realized about a goal is that the goal, you accomplishing the goal, it's not as much about you accomplishing the goal as who you become in the process and the people that you affect in the process. So it's super, super, super important to not let your vision die. Whatever it is you want, you've been thinking about something, it's in the back of your mind, you wrote it down last year sometime, you wanted to do it, you've been talking about it, but you haven't done it, don't let your vision die. I mean, that's I guess the main thing that I would say.
That's amazing advice, wow. Yeah. I totally agree.
I love that. And I want to add something to that, because we need to jumpstart some people that are listening to Catherine's show today. There are thousands of people that are listening to this show. They're going to come back and they're going to check out this podcast. And so I know my brothers are going to come into agreement with me. Listen, whoever you are, under the sound of our voices, God gave you the vision. God gave you the dream. Why did he give you the dream? Because he's already equipped you to do it. So come on, get up and do it. It's yours. It's
right.
Yours. You can do it.
I'm totally done.
I ain't going to preach.
Absolutely, yes. No, hey, we feeling that Michigan interview over here.
Yeah, that's real talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to add something really quick. My thing is, you know, and I mentor young men through my New Kings Youth Foundation, and a lot of these young men play sports, and some of them are, they aspire to be record producers or whatever the case is. Whether if you're in school, you're starting a business, or you work for someone else, be great at what you're doing. When you're just going through the motion, then your life will just go through the motion. You will never fully tap into what God has in store for you if you're just going through the motion. If you wash cars, be the best car washer possible, because you don't know what opportunity that may bring. You know what I mean? And we get caught up in just going through the motion and it's just being relaxed, being comfortable. Step outside, be comfortable being uncomfortable. And when you take that next step and I'm going to be great at this, you'd be surprised how many doors open up for you. And I was once that person who was complacent and comfortable, not really sure how great I wanted to be. But once I tapped into that, so many doors opened up, and so many doors are continuing to open up for me. I just want to inspire everyone to be great at whatever you're doing. Be the best at it. And another thing is, don't take no for an answer. You know, and even when you hit that first no, keep on going. God already had that vision for you already.
Absolutely.
And
Mr.
also,
Dyson,
I want to touch.
Anything you wanted to add? Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to touch on what Ms. Blakely said earlier, as reference to vision. What I did research on, and what I came up with, is vision is the act of power of anticipating that which or may come to be. But you also have to look at vision as, I don't know if a lot of people may be churchgoers or not churchgoers or what have you, but I know you pretty much heard the quote, and it comes from the Bible, is that you treat vision like faith. And faith is whereby it is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So what you have to look at is your vision, is you look at it in your mind, but you cannot see it until it comes to light. So that's what you have to look for as vision. Also, I would like to go and stay in contact with all of the speakers this morning, because it's so much things that I want to accomplish in my life I haven't truly accomplished. And I understand that, Mr. Brown, you said that you're the one that has a business whereby you help others see their vision.
Right.
So I want to stay in contact with you. So I want to go to your Facebook page. And if you don't mind, could you give me your Facebook page again?
Absolutely. It's just my name, Gerard, G-E-R-A-R-D. My middle initial is E, and my last name is Brown. So Gerard E. Brown, so you can find me on Facebook. You can contact me anytime. Inbox me. We can definitely exchange phone numbers, and I would definitely love to chat with you.
Okay.
Yes. So those that are listening in, you wonder what's going on right now. We are connecting and networking. Yes, and you too can join the conversation. This is happening every Monday, every Wednesday at 9 a.m. We have a phenomenal group of individuals, leaders, business owners, consultants, and coaches on the line today. And, you know, for those that have just joined, maybe you joined the last couple minutes, today we've been talking about a leader's vision, Breaking Barriers 2016. I myself, you know, I had to go through that process and breaking mindset barriers when I was young. So there may be someone listening on the call, and you're young. You might be in your early 20s. Well, how can I get started? I don't have all the capital. How can I get started? I don't have the family support. Guess what? When I started when I was 22, I didn't have all the capital. I didn't have all the backing and support. I had $500 to my name, and I had to figure out how I was going to stretch that $500 to what it is today. 13 years later, we still have House of New Beginnings, a nonprofit organization based in the Baltimore, Maryland area, still existing. So I say to you, ma'am, I say to you, sir, I don't care how much is in your bank account. I don't care how much is in your wallet right now. If you have the vision, if you have the passion, if you see what you see, despite what anyone else sees, you need to take a stand and you need to take action, which is what a lot of the leaders spoke on this morning, is to take action. Mindset barriers. What were some of my mindset barriers? My mindset barriers, even though I had the passion, yes, I did get started, but even through that process, even when you get started, you still will have some mental roadblocks in your mind that you have to conquer on a daily basis. So don't get hoodwinked and don't think, oh, my goodness, I got started. I'm having these mindset barrier thoughts, so maybe that means I'm not a leader. No, that's not what it means. It's absolutely natural, but what you have to do is not become paralyzed. One of the things, when I feel those mindset barriers, I still have to get up and I have to take action. I have to work through the mindset barriers because they're going to come, but at the end of the day, you still have to work through it. You have to get up. You have to take action. This last quarter, what I would say to everyone listening on the call, I concur and I just really piggyback on everything that's already been said. Get up. Create a strategic plan. That's one of my pet peeves, is you have to have something written out. A lot of times we always have it in our mindset, but sometimes we don't actually have it written out. One of the things that I do on a weekly basis that I still do, you know, 13 years later, the night before, I always write out what I need to do the next day. And whatever wasn't accomplished, I check off. And for the things that I did not finish, that's at the top of my list for the next day. I still do it. It's like clockwork for me, really. And that's how I make sure everything that I need to get accomplished gets done. At the end of the day, my little mantra for myself and for this last quarter is get it done. It doesn't matter, again, what's in your bank account. It doesn't matter who is in your inner circle, because you still have to get it done. I don't care if you have 2 people in your team to 14 people in your team. Get it done. I don't care what roadblocks are before you. Get it done. I'm trying to drive that home. So for those of you that are listening this morning, what I want you to walk away with, in addition to everything that you've heard, is get it done. 3 words, get it done. You know, I'm going to open back the call because I want everyone to have an opportunity to share your contact information again, share what your services are that you in your prospective areas that you live in. And, again, we would just want to blaze the trail, and we're going to keep this going. We got another call on Wednesday, so you want to stay tuned. You want to spread the word about Leader in You. I'm just going to share a little bit of my updates, and then I'm going to open the call for everyone else. How can you get in contact with me? My website is KatherineTrotter.com, and Catherine is with a C, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R.com. I am flat out excited of what's going to take place in 2016, what's going to happen. We're going to have our first Leader in You retreat. So stay plugged to this show. Stay plugged to my page. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at CTSpeak. If you want to follow me on Facebook, you can just look me up under KatherineTrotter.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's KatherineTR, just KatherineTR, and that's how you can follow me on Twitter. If you go to my website, you can link to all of my pages. I have a YouTube page, but, again, if you go to my website, you can click on all of the pages that I have. And, again, that's KatherineTrotter.com. Stay plugged. Take it away, Mr. Dyson, and everyone else, to give your final comments and contact information.
Oh, my contact information is Wesley Dyson, which is my email, WesleyDyson71.wd.com. And I have a YouTube page out also. It's Wesley Dyson Motivational Speaker, Motivational and Public Speaking. And also my Facebook page is Wesley Dyson Motivational and Public Speaking. And I also, once again, have a little short video on there, what I'm trying to accomplish.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Ms. Blakely.
Yes. Coach TMV, you can find me online in Life Now Enterprises, INLISE, inlifenowenterprises.com. Email me, inlifenowenterprises@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Coach TMV. Go over and like our Facebook page for In Life Now Enterprises as well. And remember, get up and go get it done. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Brown.
Yes, it was a pleasure being on this call with all you all. And I'm excited about what the future holds. I definitely look forward to connecting with you all after we hang up. But you can find me, my website is www.gbrowninc.com. And my Instagram is at gbrowninc. So thank you all for having me, and I'm honored to be part of such a great group of people.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Mr. Dyson.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me this morning. It was a pleasure.
Definitely. How can we get in contact with you? For those that are just chiming in, make sure they can get connected to you.
It is WesleyDyson.WD71@gmail.com. Also, my Facebook page is Wesley Dyson Motivational and Public Speaking. And there's, once again, there's a little short video on there on what I'm trying to accomplish. And also, I have a YouTube video. It's also called Wesley Dyson Motivational and Public Speaking.
Awesome, awesome. I have just a few little announcements for those that are in the Maryland area. October 9th, there will be a 90-minute strategic planning session at 1 o'clock. It will be held at the Urban Eats and Arts Cafe located 3311 Rhode Island Avenue, Mount Rainier, Maryland. Again, that's October the 9th. October 10th, for those that may not be in the Maryland area and you want to catch a little bit of the information, you can follow me on Periscope. We will be having a 30-minute recap on October 10th at 12 noon. Periscope at Catherine TR. Again, for those that are not in the Maryland area, we will be having a webinar session on October the 12th. It's going to be a 60-minute webinar session on strategic planning, and you can find that at join.me, Strategic Business Growth. Well, I do have one last quote that I want to share before
we close.
Hey, Catherine,
you got me.
Yes.
CJ.
Oh, CJ. CJ, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. So everyone can reach me at therelationshipengineer.com, Facebook, CJ Gross. Again, that's therelationshipengineer.com and CJ Gross and all the other social media platforms. And then if you have any relationship or executive coaching needs, definitely give me a call or contact.
Definitely, definitely plug into Mr. Gross. He's doing phenomenal things in the Maryland area, but not just only Maryland. His business is growing by leaps and bounds. You definitely want to plug into him. And the one quote that I had by Mr. Hood, don't underestimate the power of your vision to change the world, whether that world is your office, your community, an industry, or a global movement. You need to have a core belief that what you contribute can fundamentally change the paradigm or way of thinking about problems. And, again, that is by Mr. Hood. And we just thank everyone for being on the show this morning. It has been an awesome time. Continue to grow in your vision. Continue to push past any barriers that you may see. Until next time, Wednesday, we're going to be back at it at 9 a.m. Have an awesome day. Thank you.